Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We got your good vibes and variety here on a Tuesday. Pretty excited about all that because we've got Benson Boone tickets. Right now, text. Oh, here. Yeah, give me a little of that. The single ladies. Hail the single ladies. Oh, the single ladies. We have Benson Boone tickets. If you text the word sugar, S-U-G-A-R, to our contest line, 20357. Those five numbers in that order, 20357. That's the contest line. It never changes. You should program that into your phone. I don't want to tell you what to do, but should do that. You know, you should do. And you'll be entered to win the mystical, magical four-pack of tickets to see Benson Boone October 1st at the Chase Center.
That's going to be a party.
Wow!
Mm-hmm.
Text the word sugar to 20357, and it's the last chance tickets for the show. Courtesy of Golden Voice. This hour's code word, sugar. New code word for you next hour, and more code words on the fives all the live long day. Right through Jane Shell. The last chance is at 6:05.
I haven't seen Jane in a while.
I know.
I miss her.
Me too.
She's been busy.
Yeah, I mean, she's absolutely fine.
She's right here, as far as I know. But, you know, we get out of here when we get out.
Right.
Not a lot of office space here for us to
no
linger.
I see her walk by the window sometimes.
Oh, you? But recently?
I think
it's been a minute.
I might have seen her.
We miss you, Jane.
Miss you, Jane.
I hope everything's great.
Yeah. I'm sure you're out there killing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jane,
everything's fine. This part of the show is brought to you by SurveyMonkey. SurveyMonkey, the world's most popular platform for answering questions. Learn more at surveymonkey.com/Alice. Please include the slash Alice if you would. That's how they know you heard it on Alice.
We want credit.
We want you to support the sponsors that support the show and let them know that you like us and you'd like to hear more of them on us. Or something like that.
What?
I don't know. Robert Redford has passed. I got this news right before we went live this morning. Screen idol turned director and activist. He is dead at 89. Incredible life. I'm looking at a picture of him from 2013 when he was just in his 70s. And he still got the look, you know? Just those eyes, that hair.
He definitely was the hot guy. Like, there was a handful of them, and he was one of them, and it's not debatable. He's like the Brad Pitt or the...
Yes.
...of his era.
Yep. And like you mentioned, him and Paul Newman, like, they were definitely, like, they were the two blue-eyed beauties.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Robert Redford. Sofia Vergara...
Oh, God, I love her.
I know. I have a couple of Vergara stories here. I grouped them all together for you. Sofia Vergara, she had to miss the Emmys on Sunday night. She was supposed to present.
But she was with Tom Brady?
Oh, you don't know that for sure. No, she was in the emergency room.
What?
Yeah, something happened to her eye. They're saying here it was an eye allergy, but she did share a post, which included a photo of her swollen up left eye. And then one of the pictures in it, she's clearly in a hospital area, and they've got an eye wash station that is, it looks like they took the spigot and turned it, and it's just arcing up, and you stick your eye on it.
Oh, good.
It's crazy.
Did you do that?
They did a thing. Yes, it was.
Remember when you stole your brother's birthday?
Yes.
And you were sitting there trying to be an attendee, and then you went, I've decided to take over the event.
Right.
My contact has sliced my eye, and I've got to go to the ER.
Yep.
Everyone gather around. I'll need Carrie to the car.
Yes.
Chair me out.
Please, if you would. I'm going to need help. I'm quite pathetic. Yeah, that was.
Oh, there's the picture of her eye.
Yeah.
And next to it is the picture of her greatest assets.
I don't know. She's got a really nice butt, too. I think you might be wrong.
She's a top to bottom best feature.
She is kind of the definition of hubba hubba.
Plus, her laugh is so funny.
Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba. Sophia was supposed to present. She ended up in the emergency room. The Instagram post is she looks bummed. You know, it's that picture. Plus, like, she's laying there, like, kind of moaning on a bed. And clearly in a hospital setting. And then she's got the water squirting up into her eye. And she's trying to keep her, you know, it's hard when something's coming at your eye. It's hard to keep your eye open. So she, like, you can tell she's sort of somewhat trying to open her eye, but then also squeezing it shut. She shared a post, which included a photo of her swollen eye. And she said that it happened right before she was ready for the night. She had apparently spent all day preparing to be on the Emmys. She said, craziest eye allergy right before getting in the car. Thank you. She was not the only presenter who couldn't make it. Eric Dane. Eric Dane is the guy with ALS who is, he's 52 and he was on Grey's Anatomy for years.
The husband of Rebecca Gayheart.
Okay, if you say so. That sounds right.
Someone look it up.
Yeah. He is.
I feel a point coming on.
Oh, okay. Great. We'll get the day rolling.
Don't make that face, Bob.
He was McSteamy. There's McDreamy and McSteamy. I think he's Dr. McSteamy.
Point for Vin. Okay. Rebecca Gayheart.
That's a poll, dude.
Well, at first.
Because I said his name and you were like, who's that?
You know who I actually visualized when you said it? Was the guy named Eric Bana.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that's an actor that kind of has gone away. That's why I thought.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. And then I went, oh, wait, that's not who you're.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she shared the post. She has the allergy. Eric Dane was supposed to reunite with his Grey's Anatomy co-star Jesse Williams, and I believe they were also presenting. And I want to say there was some kind of like a Grey's Anatomy. They honored Grey's Anatomy. There was some kind of thing. Do you guys remember
no.
that?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
maybe that was like a separate thing because he has just recently posted he's just joined up with a foundation called I Am ALS, where they're hoping to raise $1 billion in the next 3 years. And as a person who he's been recently diagnosed with it, he's already showing, so they say even in the video, you can tell he's showing some signs of it. And so he couldn't make it. He shared his ALS diagnosis last April. But I would think that, if you had any kind of a cause that you were concerned about before you had ALS, suddenly all your causes are, let's get this ALS thing figured out.
That's how it works, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
Once it touches you, you go, I can't believe this has been allowed to happen.
Right.
What? There's no cure for this?
Like at all? We can't even slow it down?
And that's insert anything that you find yourself getting diagnosed with.
It is a horribly... And it's different for everybody.
We went through it in our family with something that my oldest daughter, Isla, was diagnosed with. It's called IBD. But when they diagnose her, we're like, no, Like, you just have this, our whole life can't be about to go left. There's no way.
Right.
And, you know, then you get over that fairly quickly because right. you have to. Because, okay, we got to get on with living with this new
right.
wrinkle. And that's how it is for anybody who gets diagnosed with anything. You just have, there's a moment of denial, like it can't be. And then there's, all right, what do we got to do?
Mm.
So I'm sad to hear that, though, for him. He had a night, big night planned.
And he just couldn't make
got it. Got tanked.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to mention is, and I guess I was waiting for a Sofia Vergara story to tell this story. There's another Vergara sister. And if anything,
Maddie.
She's like smokier and hotter.
She's hotter?
I mean, I don't want to say she's hotter, but she's hotter. her little sister, Sofia Vergara's little sister, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. How you doing?
Get a picture of Sandra. Sandra, maybe. I'm her sister, Sandra. She must be a real estate agent because she has just joined the cast of Selling Sunset.
I love that show.
Oh, she's hot.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there we go. There's Sandra Vergara. She's
oh my God, you guys, she is hot.
She's absolutely beautiful.
She's adorable.
Yep.
I'm not a fan of the lace, but yeah.
Well, you'll have to peel her out of that, I guess.
You wear lace?
No.
Yeah, lace is.
Please, have you met me?
I know. I'm just asking, though. Maybe you do.
I wore a sundress in Hawaii.
Get out!
I will not.
Where's that photo?
I probably have a photo of it on my phone.
All right. Well, I'll hand you for it later.
Okay.
Go on You'll about forget. What's her bucket.
Anyway, oh, my God. She looks like Angelina Jolie in that picture.
Yep.
Yeah. She's very attractive.
She's really, she's lovely.
You are a real estate lady. Do you feel like you'll watch this?
I have watched Selling Sunset.
Okay.
I think this is the one. There's a guy. He reminded me of Hooman. And he used to get into it with people. I think it became less about the selling of houses, but I might be thinking of a different.
Are you thinking of the Shahs of Sunset?
I'm thinking of the Shahs of Sunset.
Yeah,
yes.
That's a whole nother show.
That's a,
and they're
right.
all Persian. So that's
why I'm reminded
that's
of
for
Hooman.
Yeah.
This is something else.
Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset. So she's Sandra Vergara. She's 36 years old and she's joined the season 9 cast. They're saying, let's see, it's a Netflix show. I guess it was a drama filled season 8. Sounds fantastic. Wow. So 36, she's a lot younger than Sofia. Sofia's 53.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Well,
what is that? 16 years?
Happens.
Yeah. I'm looking at a picture of them and the younger sister looks 15 and Sofia is a grown woman. What do you think? Maybe she's 20. I don't know. She's got makeup on, so they always look older.
I'm surprised she's just coming into the spotlight now.
I know.
Why are we just hearing about this beautiful
Maybe we're just
Nepo
not
sister.
Running in the right circles to hear. Maybe she is a thing. I mean, there's a ton of pictures of her online. She's clearly made appearances with her sister, but maybe just because Sophia's just been booming for so long that now she's joining a show and she's going to come into her
climbing
own.
Climbing out of the shadow.
Mm.
You know?
Oh. She has done some acting. She's been featured in episodes of Nip Tuck, CSI, and The Bold and the Beautiful. So this won't be her first time on camera. They say she's no stranger to the limelight. Well, of course she's not. Her sister's like is the limelight.
Well, don't forget, she's smoking hot in her own right. She's a lady who walks into a room and necks, you know,
mm-hmm.
snap.
Mm-hmm.
What the?
Anyway, I'm looking at a lot of pictures of her on the set of Selling Sunset. Looks like they're touring the most amazing houses ever. So there you go. There you go. So Vergara news. Multiple Vergaras involved.
I'll be watching.
Will you?
Yeah.
But see if you can fit. I don't see a date for this season 9. Maybe it's, but this story's actually old. I've been saving it for a Sofia Vergara story.
I think it comes back in October.
Oh, right around the corner. Wow.
Oh, there's so much good stuff in fall. My plate is full.
Mm. Your cup runneth over. TV theme songs become hits sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, there's things like the, we just recently, it wasn't TV, but Steve's Lava Chicken is in Minecraft and it became a hit.
No, I'm talking about like a theme song for a show, not just something that was played in a show. You know what I mean? Like the Rembrandts, I'll Be There for You.
Okay.
Which was never a number one hit. But I think that Maddie wants to play this as a game.
Yeah, I'll play the song, and I've got some that they're all songs that charted, except for one of my.
Okay, so hold on. Should I do the story about the ones that actually hit number one on the charts, and then you're gonna do a game, or are they all mixed in?
They're all mixed in.
Okay,
let's
you
just
take it away, my friend.
All right, here's your first one.
All right.
This was a number one hit.
It sounds familiar. So I'm not. Do I get to play?
Yeah, if you don't know it, yeah.
Well, I think I might know what it is. I think it's one of the ones that went to number one.
Any guesses?
I really don't know that.
That was the theme from Soul Train. That was one hit.
Okay. It's called The Sound of Philadelphia, and it was a number one hit.
Yeah.
1974.
I don't watch Dancing now, and I didn't watch Dancing when I was a kid.
Let's see here. Here's another one that made top 10. This one's easy, I think, and Bob will definitely know it.
Dawson's Creek.
Dawson's Creek?
That's a point.
I was about to yell Gilmore Girls. It's not that
close.
Close.
Will you know do you have the Gilmore Girls theme?
I do not.
Only if I heard it but I don't know. I don't
know
if I can.
Where you lead, I will follow.
Yes!
Anywhere. That you tell me to, if you need, need me to.
All right, here's the next one.
Don't look at Maddie when you sing, by the way.
I know this one. Miami Vice.
Miami Vice is correct.
Nice.
This is Yanhama.
Yanhama.
And it was a number one hit in 1985. Would you have known that, Miami Vice? You never would have known that.
No.
Yeah.
But if you did multiple choice, maybe I could have picked it because it's. I've definitely heard it before, you know what I mean? But I've never seen it.
All right, this next one was a banger in my house when I was a kid. I loved it.
I love it too.
You remember the movie?
I totally know this song. Where do I know it from? Anybody got a guess?
Boom. Dun, 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 dun.
Is this one of the ones that was number one? Is the one I see right here? This is, I don't get any points with this. This is the theme from SWAT.
I watch SWAT.
Yes.
Me too.
All the time. And as I've told you, where I grew up in Irvine, they were building it before our very eyes. And there was this apartment complex that went in where they put up, you know, those, the parking had these. They were roofs without anything else. It was just sun protection. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they were just these gazebo,
carport.
Yeah, carport looking things. And we would climb up on those and then run and jump from one to the next. And it was all part of this SWAT thing we were doing. And then they'd also put in these fake, this was before the real droughts hit. They put in these fake waterways through there with rocks strategically placed. And we would run, and it was almost like parkour.
Yeah.
Except it was the 6-year-old version of it because we were watching SWAT and that song was part of that magic.
Yeah.
And I didn't remember it that way, but as soon as I heard it, I was like, I got a little butt wiggle going.
Yeah.
What's happening to me?
It's a really good instrument. I got to find more ways to use it. All right, here's another one. This one's pretty easy, I think.
Welcome back, Cotter.
No,
you got it,
it
before they even started singing it.
Welcome back, Carter. The theme from Welcome Back, Carter. John Sebastian, it was a number one hit in 1976. And actually, SWAT was a number one hit in 1976 as well.
Wow, they both came out the same
year. I know, same
even
year.
Even without streaming, huh?
Crazy.
How could it happen?
People actually physically purchased it.
This is an easy one for Bob.
Here in quantity.
Here you go.
Believe that's Oh, such a great song. The OC?
It is the OC.
Oh, I know the song.
Oh, I actually do
I recognize
know this song,
the song
right?
And couldn't even kind of place
it. Joni Mitchell
from.
Song. Isn't it?
No.
I thought this was originally Joni Mitchell. Oh, maybe.
No, she had a California song, but that's not. Yeah.
Who's this?
Actually, if only I had Vinny singing California.
Is this?
It's like
it sounds
a,
like Evan Dando, but it's not,
no,
is it?
No, it's not, and I don't have it in front of me.
I think it's Phantom Planet.
Oh,
Phantom
that's
Planet.
Right.
That is correct. That's
nice.
A good one, though.
All right, what else?
All right, here's one that you'll know the song, but do you, let's make, see if you remember what show it was from.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
This is a theme song from
yes.
a show?
Show your no.
You think I will know it?
Everybody at our age will all know this.
Oh.
This show.
I don't know it. Do you know that?
I can't place it.
The Wonder Years.
Oh.
Oh,
I didn't really
that.
Watch that.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Did you?
The Wonder Years.
I loved it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's a great song.
I mean, right? I know it. Winnie.
Yeah.
Paul.
And the voiceover was done by...
I don't know.
John McEnroe or something.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I can't think of the guy's name.
The famous tennis star. You're
yes,
right.
Yes, right. Definitely. Andre Agassi, maybe. No, I want to say it's the guy. He was on Richard Dreyfuss.
It was Richard Dreyfuss, really?
I don't know. I'm totally guessing.
You're just throwing that up.
Random I've names
Don
out.
Cheadle.
No.
Cheadle. No, it wasn't
it
Don
was
Cheadle.
Not Don
That's what it says.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
On the Google.
Yeah. Maybe they had a second
Daniel
round.
Daniel Stern?
I don't know.
That's commissioner of the NBA. All right, next
Google's
song.
Feeling okay. Tuesday blues, I guess.
All right, here's the next one.
I'll tell you, I do not know this show, but I have heard this song. This was a number one hit in 1992. There's a hint. Nobody?
Nothing. I wasn't watching TV at this time.
Yeah. The show was called The Heights.
Yeah, I don't know that.
It's before you were born, Bob, but... Right?
Yeah, I don't even know that show.
Yeah. It feels like The Heights and The OC would be the same
that
show.
That was a hit song, though, is what you're saying.
Apparently.
Yeah. They all have that in common.
Jamie Walters.
Okay. Jamie Walters. Wasn't he on 90210 for a bit?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think he was. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah. Okay, and this is the last one.
I don't know this song, but
Bob knows it.
Bob knows it.
Oh, I used to watch the show every day after school, Smallville.
Oh, Smallville.
I don't know that one either.
That's a point for Bobby. You guys are now tied 3-3. Do you have any more?
No, that's it.
All right. 3-3 as you got. Sorry, Maddie. Today's also not going to be your day unless you crush it so hard in the game later. Good job, everybody. Super fun. All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Charging e-cars and kids' unapproved online spending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Apparently, for the Wonder Years, you had it right. No, who said Daniel Stern?
She did.
Google.
And
Google
was from City Slickers. David Stern is the NBA commissioner, but texters, we got it, okay?
Thank you, texters, jumping on Maddie and beating him down.
Yes.
Yeah. Teach him a thing or two.
That's right. Stream Alice and take us anywhere you go on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by SurveyMonkey. SurveyMonkey, the world's most popular platform for answering questions.
Oh, I have so many questions.
Learn more at SurveyMonkey.com/Alice. That's SurveyMonkey.com/Alice.
Don't forget that /Alice.
The name of this fine radio station.
/Alice.
Give us credit, please.
Thank you.
When you go to SurveyMonkey.com/Alice. Mm. We get credit, which we're hoping to have.
We like credit.
Yeah. Today is National IT Professionals Day. You IT people who save our you-know-whats all the time and then think really, really awful thoughts about us. I know that you do.
I don't blame you. You see us at our worst. It's like you're an ER doctor and we have a bleeding head wound. You come in, patch us up, and we yell at you anyway.
Have you tried turning it off and back on again?
So let's start there.
Here's me. Tim, I've been locked out of the Odyssey thing for the 100 millionth time. Can you reset me? And he's always very nice to my face.
Sure, Vinny. I can do that.
I know those guys are just like, these dumb monkeys.
That's why they're cranky.
These stupid monkeys that cannot get through the day without writing another email about how they can't get into the thing.
I just want to say thank you to Talk and to Sam and of course to Tim.
Thank you to all the IT people who save our you-know-whats.
John's my IT guy.
Oh, your husband, John. Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Anyway, today is National IT Professionals Day. Thank you for all you do. You don't think we care, but we do care.
We do care as much as we possibly can.
But we feel you after the transaction or the interaction has ended. We realize you've had about enough of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so we keep our distance to give you a break before we're back.
It's not doing what I tell it.
Or I send a frantic email. This isn't working. It isn't working. And then 2 seconds later, it's working.
Right.
Like, sorry, ignore that.
Yeah. I did. You can close that ticket I opened.
Yeah. I turned it off and back on again. It worked.
National IT Professionals Day. Thank you for all you do. I should have mentioned this. I didn't already. It is beautiful already in downtown San Francisco.
Sure enough.
And we're expecting the highs in the Bay Area to be in the low 90s. Certainly not here in the city, but those are the hot spots.
Well, you know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got a WNBA team. It's the Golden State Valkyries.
Yeah.
They play tomorrow. The playoffs continue. Game 2 versus Minnesota. There's a weird little thing happening where they've got to play in the South Bay at the SAP Center. So if you're a Valks fan, that's where the game's going to be. You probably already have your tickets. Yeah. But tomorrow.
A big deal. It's must win.
Minnesota at Golden State in San Jose at the SAP Center. 7 p.m. tip time. Go Valks.
Valhalla.
Mm-hmm. Go Valks.
By the way, there was a major Apple update yesterday.
Was there?
It became available. It changes the look of your screen.
Oh.
There's a real difference. And I've already done it and it went well. And they're calling, it changes
screen.
All your apps, the look of them, I should say. So there's a little different look and it's available already. So all you Apple people can get your update.
I don't. Maybe it automatically did mine. I think I have auto updates.
I don't know.
I'll look and see if
yeah, look and see if it's changed. It's a noticeable difference. It's not in a way that you'd go like, you ruined my phone, but if there's a little bit of a change in your apps and the appearance of your phone.
Is it calling it like general? About
liquid glass or something is the name or the theme of it, and it's a little, I don't know.
Oh, am I? It says update now or update. Tell me to say update tonight.
Oh no, now.
I don't want to do it now.
Why are you crazy?
Then she won't have her phone.
Well, yeah, she doesn't need it.
I might need it.
You don't need it.
What if something important happens in the world?
Nearly one goes down. In three parents have discovered their child has made an online purchase without permission.
Oh yeah.
The kids' most expensive unapproved shopping sprees cost families about $170 on average. It's just a different way of, you know, that I knew this family that had a kid that rang up those 976 phone numbers like you would not believe.
What a horny little person.
You really can't believe it.
I worked at a radio station, and the overnight guy was calling those numbers and not thinking that, you know, it's getting billed to the radio station. I get a call at 6 a.m. when I'm coming in to do my shift, and my boss is like, you need to tell David to give you his keys, and he needs to leave the building.
Oh!
Yeah, and I had to, tell him, dude, you got busted. Give me your keys.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's so boring and lonely on the overnight.
I know.
Take it up with a listener, because you can't pay for it. We know you like talking to girls.
So, yeah, I think the one-click reality of this stuff, you've got to put safety measures in place, and even then, they'll still get you.
Yeah.
Before you even realize it, someone has requested. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. What did I just say yes to? Whoops.
Yeah. We got it pretty hard with the games stuff when they were kids. There were things that would if you'd enabled an in-app or an in-game purchase, they suddenly had access to. I want to say it was World of Warcraft. Does that sound right?
Probably. Didn't your kid love that?
He did, but he played a few different games. And I remember we got a Visa bill that I was like, oh my God, what did you buy? And he's standing there wringing his hands like, well, I just...
I'm trying to win the game. I mean, right. I approved. Is it Minecraft Bucks?
Oh.
Is there money that you get? Or Robux. It's Roblox Bucks.
Oh, Robux.
Robux.
Oh yeah, I see the gift cards Roblox all the time.
Yeah.
And the gift card.
Oh. I approved that and unknowingly cleared a lot of, I mean, it wasn't $20 or whatever, but
yeah.
I hope $20 got you a lot within that little game world of yours, because that's
got me one new life. I need $20 more today.
Anyway, this is one of those things. Modern access has created bills for parents and kids. Seem to figure this stuff out very easily.
They do. They know way more than we do. Very, you know, young minds figuring things out.
This story out of the Merck News this morning, as I drive an electric car, I have a Frontier Ford Mach-E.
Ding, ding. No shame.
No shame. I love that car.
Mm-hmm.
But it is electric.
Yep.
And there is a learning curve with electric. I've never been stranded, but I've certainly... The first time I charged, not at home, I didn't know the different wattages that you might pull your car up to. The 50 watt is slow and takes a while.
You want the supercharger.
You want the 350. You want the, even the 100 is
better.
Feels
than the
like
50.
More than double of the 50.
Right.
It charges pretty quick. These are things you find out and you learn and you.
Right.
California's putting $55 million on the table to expand its electric vehicle fast charging network.
Mm.
You need the fast charger,
especially
if you want to take a trip. If I stop at a grocery store and put on the fast charger, I'm almost filled in the time I go run through there and get some lunch and get a couple odds and ends. And then I'm like, all right,
you've definitely got enough to, you know, get yourself where you're going to go home.
And even fill you up as you get your car on the charger at home, you've got less time spent on the, because...
Right.
It goes quick.
John and I had this whole thing a couple of years ago because we've had an electric car for a while. I said, you know what we should do? We should figure out a way, a business that you could put at a rest area so that on the highways, there'd be, you know, zap charge. You pull in and there's like a small shopping thing. And there's obviously it's a rest stop. So there's places to pee, but there's like good, a good coffee place. And there's, you know, whatever, there's pokey stops. And every single parking space is, there's a charger there. So like you're getting them for the electricity and then they come in and they spend a little money and there's like, that's, I think that's what the future of this will be.
Of course, absolutely.
That'll
it's just
so
slow
great.
To happen. And it's for those of you who've made the commitment to switch over, you find yourself going, okay, well I can't.
Cause highways across America, like, it, you know, if you knew that at almost every rest stop, there was going to be, you know, sort of a place to hang for 20, 25 or longer. And you could get your car charged and have lunch or...
I drive the 5 a lot down to L.A. and back, and all the truck stops now have
charging. Oh, is that
charging.
So?
Yeah. So if you go
that's great.
Forget my little zap charge idea.
No, that's just the beginning of it. I mean, that's the reality for someone in an e-car is they've got to have an idea of where the next stop's going to be they're doing major miles.
And that drive is... a little bit longer than I think most cars will go on a charge. So, yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Right now, my commute is from Santa Cruz to San Francisco and back, and I'm doing that on one charge, and I put it back on the charger when I get, so it works.
Yep.
Perfectly.
But if you had to go out of your way to do something, you start to get that range anxiety.
I thought twice about the idea of bringing the Mach-E, the Frontier Ford Mach-E, to Guerneville.
Yes.
Like I went.
Did you do it?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't. That's where I went, you know what? No, and this is a me thing. This is not for all of you. I have a tendency to, people were definitely going, he's not coming. And I was like, I'm coming to the wedding. I told you I'm coming.
But if there was anything that could have gone wrong, you weren't coming. So you eliminated that.
And that was one of the things where I went, you know what I don't want? I don't need that trouble jumping into my day if there's a problem where I can't get, and I got a charge and now I don't know where to go. And so, and that was far.
Yeah.
That was 3+ hours from my house.
Yep.
One way.
Yeah.
So I just took the gas vehicle, the Vinny van, as you guys know it.
Yep. We love the Vinny van.
I love it too.
Yep.
Anyway.
I just like when you call it the van.
Well, I do call it the van. And
because you don't want to call it a minivan, so you're fine with Vinny van.
Sometimes I just want to get out in front of things. Those kinds of things. I just want to be out in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where was I? I was doing stories. Sorry. The most trustworthy accents in the United States.
Oh.
Now, the answer to this is California. Because if we don't have an accent, we sound like normal people.
All right.
Don't give me that eye, Maddie.
I'm just, you know.
I learned something as a teenager that everybody thinks they don't have an accent.
Right. Because everybody they know talks like they do.
You think people in Philly believe they don't have an accent?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. No freaking way. What?
Everyone Everybody, is surprised the first yes. time they find out they have an accent.
Yeah. When I moved out of Boston, I was like, what are you talking about, my accent?
I have a friend who grew up in India, and I mentioned his accent one time when we were talking. I was like, oh, yeah. He was like, I have an accent? I said, sir, of course you have an accent. What are you talking about? He had no idea at like 28 years old that he had an accent when he spoke English.
What?
It's crazy.
So you're saying that if you learn another language, you think you're speaking it, that you sound just like everybody else.
I think he felt like he was a native enough English speaker.
That it doesn't sound Bombay.
Yeah. He definitely doesn't sound like it, you know, it's just kind of a tinge of like he learned English not in school in Pennsylvania like I did.
Well, when I go back home, my accent comes back out quite a bit. But I will get called out for having a California accent because I'll be like, you know, hey, what's up, y'all? What's up, dude? Dude? Oh, the dude. What is all this dude? You're saying dude all the time.
It's funny. You spent just as much time in New York, but I never really hear a New York thing coming out.
It comes out once in a while.
New York was my mom.
Yeah.
My mom grew up in New York. My dad didn't really have it. My mom, because she always talked to her sister back in New York, it came back once a week, and there was and water and
take
all
the
of
dog
the,
out yeah. for a walk.
Yeah.
When I say the F word, you can hear it. So.
Oh, say it.
No.
Anyway, they looked at internet search interest around the friendliness and professionalism of each accent, along with financial crimes. What? Well, the number of lawyers and the number of primary care doctors associated with each regional accent. These are, you know, credible, trustworthy careers. But the number one most trustworthy accent in the United States is your cousin from Boston.
Really?
Number one.
I always think that people in Boston sound so, like when I would go home and listen to like a call-in talk show, John listens to EEI, I think it's a sport, whatever the sports station is. So he'll have that on and some guy will be calling and making a point about, you know, the Pats, they blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, God, that guy sounds so dumb. He could go to Harvard for all we know.
I don't think it sounds dumb, but I do feel like New York, Philly, and Boston are accents where you are one wrong word from getting in a fight.
Yes.
That's what I feel like.
Especially Philly. I always felt like the men in Philly were super, like the machismo was ridiculous. I was like, come on.
Philly comes in at number three on the list of most trustworthy accents.
What? You guys can trust me.
Cajun, number two.
Throw them there.
You can't even understand that one.
You can't trust them if you can't understand them.
What did you have your hand up for,
Bobby?
I was
going to say I feel like the East Coast accents win because the people are so down to earth. They're going to tell it like it is.
They are pretty direct. There's no question. I'm going to kick your ass right now.
Exactly.
I never liked that. Oh, just keeping it real crap, though.
Yeah, well.
I'm just keeping it real. Yeah, you sound racist, man. That's what you sound, really racist.
Why, what do they say?
You know, I mean, whatever. I'm just saying it's like one of those things where I'm keeping it real.
I don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah, that's the. I'm just keeping it real. No, you're not.
You're just a jerk.
Real for you, I guess.
Boston, Cajun, Philly, then California.
Huh.
Then New York, then Texas.
Well, I'm surprised Southern accent isn't higher.
No, we don't trust you guys.
No, not at all. You always say things like, bless your heart, and we know you're definitely with us.
The least trustworthy accent, Mountain West. Where's that?
I don't even know what accent that is.
Mountain West?
Is that West Virginia?
No, Mountain West is like Utah.
Oh.
You know, that area.
What is that accent? You mean like Colorado?
I don't know.
I can't
even fake it. I don't know what it is.
You got some text for us there, Maddie?
800-400-3697. And when you text, tell us your name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just one of these area codes. 510 fact. If you learn another language before puberty, you won't have an accent. Ron from Alameda. Thank you for representing the island, Robin. Okay. Sarah's accent, 415. Sarah's accent shines every time she says married. Ask her
married.
To say it.
Married.
Did you say married?
Married.
You're going to get married.
This A is hard to get over.
How would you say it?
Married. Married.
Married.
Married.
Like Mary? That's like Mary.
Married.
But it's not. It's, I'm going to marry.
Married.
I'm going to marry that person.
Married.
Mary is M-A-R-Y. Mary is M-A-R-R-Y. Mary.
How do you say Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
Mary. So you Mary, say Mary.
Mary.
I think they're all the same. Mary, Mary,
Mary. Mary, Mary, Mary.
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 Married.
It's like the A is hard to get over for you or something. Mary.
Married.
Got quite a few folks texting in about the Chargers. The 408 says they already have those stops along Highway 5. And Alex in L.A. listening says Kettleman City that they have those on the 5. Sarah, it's so East Coast of you with the turnpikes when you're thinking about rest stops. That's an East Coast thing more than out here.
The difference between, and this was when I was new in on the East Coast when I moved to work with Sarah for the first time. Everywhere here, you've got a strip mall and all the food and grocery stores and gas station. Everywhere there, that thing you get off of just leads you to another freeway that you can't get off of.
Yeah.
And now you're in another state. Mm. What just happened to me? Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get off and get a snack.
Mm-hmm. Timmy in the East Bay says, my wife's 16-year-old niece just ran up a $17,000 bill on our emergency credit card she was giving. She was buying art on Etsy.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. 925, I'm with Vinny. Now my 14-year-old thought that the gems in the game that she was playing were fake money, so she racked up $600 in one night playing some stupid game.
Can you fight that?
She writes, I will, thankfully the charges were reversed because she was only 13 at the time. So yeah, you can.
Yeah. I think you have to go to them or write them and say.
It's hard to get a hold of them.
Anyone.
Right.
Ever.
Especially if you're trying to get money out of them.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Benson Boone tickets plus a brand new president. And I'm going to bust your kneecaps.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.